We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:16 now. As you step outside, if you've not already done that, you know, I was thinking with the traffic as bad as it is, at least maybe you can roll a window down and get some fresh air. It's only going up to 85 today, which seems like not a lot if you're living in, I guess, New Hampshire. But considering it's been record heat for the last six days, we'll take it. 85 for a high today, breezy and less humid. We're still around mid-70s if you average throughout the area. And then hang on. Saturday and Sunday, beautiful. Highs of 77 and 79. And then Saturday night, Sunday morning, a low in the mid-50s on the North Shore and just 64 in the South Shore. I may drive across the causeway, just see what 55 degrees feels like. Peter Scharfer is our guest, adjunct professor of criminology at the LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health, talking about the New Orleans Crime Coalition and what their survey said about NOPD. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Tommy.
How are you?
Glad to be here.
Good. Well, you're from New York originally, are you not?
Manhattan Parish.
Yeah, I guess you must. That's better.
I try to pass, but it never works.
That's better. Better than what I had, Peter. So I'm just going to move on. Manhattan Parish. Tell me about this. Your takeaways from this 73-page study.
Well, it's a little like a customer satisfaction survey for radio or. For Starbucks or whatever, you know, it's useful information for NOPD. And there's a decline in the number of indicators of safety and probably trust. And, and what's difficult to sort out, and I really try to drill down on this, Tommy, is what part of it was a change in method? You had over the last 5 years two excellent researchers, Susan Howell from UNO and Cherniak. They were just world class. And this is a new person doing the survey. Ed left UNO, which is their loss. And it's difficult to sort out whether the declines in perceived safety were an artifact of method or are they real. No matter what, I think it's really great data for, we all live on data, and it's great data for NLPD, and I suggested to some of the leaders to use it as a CompStat technique, a computer statistic technique. Instead of looking at crimes, look at public attitudes and see who we're winning over.
So why is it important to win people over? Because you would think, and I'm not trying to be flippant here, Peter, when you talk about surveys with Starbucks and Target or whomever, those people you got to win over because they have options. But with NOPD, I mean, other than the appointed chief, you gotta get what you get, right?
I have a friend who now works for DA, Grayman Martin. I'll say his name. He's the second guy for the DA. And he said in the old days, they had a white phone in homicide. He was in homicide, I guess. And as soon as it was a murder, the phone would go off and there'd be a snitch on the phone. You need informants. You need trust
to tell you
who did it.
I got you.
You look at that catastrophe on Carlton a year or so ago, a little more than a year. Again, it's still unsolved. Nobody came forward. So unless you're able to build that trust, you're not going to get the information you need to solve these heinous crimes.
All right, let me take a break. We come back, we'll talk about ethnicity, we'll talk about gender, and we'll talk about police districts, because I didn't quite understand before when we had Melanie Talia, and this is my fault, not hers, about how you break it down from district to district, and it would seem as though each district would have its own score, but maybe not. Peter Scharf's our guest, talking about quality of service, I guess, with the NOPD and a new survey that's come out. Right now, it's time for WWL Traffic. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a new survey out. by the Crime Coalition that shows that the approval of the New Orleans police are, I guess, up in all areas. Maybe not. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. It is some 73 pages. So how can you basically condense this all down and walk us through what it is that it determined?
Well, one, the results are not terrible. They're basically positive. You know, that most of the scales say they think the police are doing a great job. The second bullet, I think, is that the ratings are less positive than they were in 2016. Now, the huge irony is the police response, NOPD response to the survey showed. In 2016, we had 176 murders. This year, we're probably going to have 115, if that. So, you know, murder violence is actually going down, but also the perceptions of safety have gone down. We're, you know, the criminology geeks like me were trying to figure that one out.
Wait, but did you say shootings were up?
No, the perceptions of safety are down.
Oh, I got you.
Even
okay.
Though the shooting violence is down. And then the point Melanie made, my good friend, is a really good point. It's district by district. So the differences between 2016 and now are more pronounced in some of the districts than others. And the question, what you raised, I think is very perceptive. Why not really problem solve? You don't beat on people for that or the commanders on that, but encourage the commanders to do more outreach, do more community meetings, to do more get out of the car and walk around, and assure people of safety. The research shows that when citizens have face-to-face contact with the police, press flesh, how you doing, Mrs. Jones, they feel safer, even if there's no reality to it in formal crime stats. So that's, I think, what we have. Again, it's something to work with. It isn't a disaster. The world's not coming to an end. But it's something to improve on.
All right, so the people in the 4th Police District on the West Bank as happy with the police as are the people in the 7th Police District, which is a pretty big area and involves New Orleans East?
Right. And, well, and when you look at it, you have to look at a couple of things. One is the demography. Are there some groups that may, you know, be more wary of the police than others before the survey even begins? So you have to be very careful in your sampling and understand what are the demographic drivers of perceived safety or police trust. And it may in part be what the district commanders or the officer on the beat does, and it may be also just who lives in that particular area.
I know it wasn't too long ago that some of these shifts were undermanned so much where you had like maybe 3 people or 4 people, and that may have been the extreme, covering the entire 7th District. Has that gotten better with recruiting?
Well, they have a question in there about police response times. And that, I think, was really interesting in the sense that there was even though they've gone through a hiring, and Melanie's organization, the Police Foundation, has done a really good job in feeding recruitment. But, you know, still, you know, people are very uncomfortable with the response times. And it has to do, as you say, with the manpower situation. And there's a trade-off. This is why we got to pay Sean, keep Sean there, because he deserves his salary. How do you weigh getting out and walking around with police response or the quality of an investigation? So the sergeants and the lieutenants on the street, they're constantly balancing getting there fast, responding fast, get there in a couple minutes, versus the quality of service, spending time with constituents, getting out and walking around. And those are very subtle balances, you know, that the police leadership has to think about.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate your time as always. Interesting insights. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor and criminologist at the LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. And we come back, we're going to talk about while Syria is getting a headline. Something happened over the weekend while we were obsessed with LSU and the Saints, and rightfully so. I think it was Friday afternoon about North.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.